Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chol and Daf Lamed Hey. We are starting right at the top of the words. Amar Rabbi Yonason, Amar Rebbe. And today's daf is sponsored by Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So remember, we're discussing a dinim of Chulin Hanasal Taras Truma and Chulin Nasal Taras Kodesh. Now the Gemara tells us Amar Rabbi Yonason, Amar Rebbe. Ha'oichel Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma. If a person eats food that's a Shlishi, but it's Truma itself, it's not Chulin Hanasal Taras Truma. It's regular Truma food that became Tamei Shlishi, and he ate that. Asur Lechol. He now is Tamei or Pasul to the extent that he's not allowed to eat Truma. But he's allowed to touch Truma. And if Itzach the Ulav, Itzach Rabbi Yonason, we need both Ula's din and Rabbi Yonason's din. This is very similar to Ula's din, who had told us this regarding eating a shlishi of chulin hanas al taras Truma. And both of these dinim are necessary. Why is that? Dima to Ula, if we only had Ula's din, Havamina, I would think, Hani mili bechulin shin nas al taras Truma, that's only in regards to chulin nas al taras Truma, that he's not allowed to eat, but he is allowed to touch. Aval Truma, but if he ate Truma, that was a shlishi, but in Gia Nami Asr, I would think that he's not allowed to even touch Truma. And therefore, Itzach Rabbi Yonason, Rabbi Yonason's din, to say that he is still allowed to touch Truma, even though he ate Truma itself, that was a Shlishi. I mean, Rabbi Yonason, if we only Rabbi Yonason's din, Havamina would think, Hani Mili Truma, that's only when he eats Truma, so we're machmir that he's not allowed to eat Truma. Aval Chulin, but if he ate Chulin, Hanasal Taras Truma, which was a Shlishi, so Machilanami Shari, I might say that he's even allowed to eat Truma, and therefore, Tzrichi, we have to have both dinim, both Ula and Rabbi Yonason. We discuss a similar din, Yosef Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Kamed Rav Nachman, he was sitting in front of Nachman, Vyosef Kamar, and he was sitting and saying the following, Ha'echol Shlishi Shel Chulin, Shanasal Taras HaKodesh. If a person ate shlishi of chulin, it was nasal taras a kodesh, tahor lechol b'kodesh, he's tahor, he's actually allowed to eat kodesh. She'en lecho davar she'oisu revi b'kodesh, ela kodesh m'kodesh b'vad. The only thing that makes revi by kodesh is kodesh m'kodesh, meaning something that's 100% kodshim. We discussed way earlier in the sugya that the lowest level the kodshim could reach is a revi b'toma, and where Yitzchak is telling us right now is the only type of kodesh that could become a revi is if it's 100% kodesh. But this is just chulin hanasal taras a kodesh. Therefore, when he eats the shlishi and asal taras kodesh, he's actually allowed to eat kodshim, and it's not going to passel them. However, must Ram Racham, Ram Racham has as follows, and this is from Shitas Rabbi Yeshua of a Mishnah that we had quoted yesterday multiple times, and it's found on Lamed Gim Lamed Beis on the bottom. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Shlishi, that if a person eats a shlishi, sheni l'kodesh, he's considered a sheni l'kodesh, ain't sheni l'truma, but he's not sheni l'truma. And what's this referring to? Bechulin shenasal taras truma, regarding person who eats chulin shenasal taras truma. And the question is, amai, why is he not allowed to eat kodesh? According to you, Rabbi Yitzchak, halav kodesh mekodesh hu, that which he ate was not kodesh mekodesh, it wasn't 100% kodshim, it was just chulin shenasu hataharas, so I should not be allowed to eat kodshim. So Amrlehi responded to him, hanachal truma, put truma to the side, shetarasa tomahi eitzel hektesh, that's because its status of tara is still considered toma in regards to hektesh, namely food that was nasal taras truma is still considered tame in regards to something that was nasal taras kodesh, because we don't 100% trust that it was guarded properly for kodesh. Therefore we treat this chulin hanasa altaharas truma as if it's sheni lik kodesh, and that's why he's not allowed to eat kodesh, because in essence we view it as tamei. Now, Menot Tamra, how do we know this? How do we know that even though a person is really careful regarding the tahara status of truma, it's not considered tahara in regards to kodesh? Because then we have a Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah discusses Tomos Midras, which is a high level of toma given to that which a zav, zava, or nida sits or puts their weight on. And the Mishnah tells us the big day am aret, midras leprushim, the begadim of an am aret, all of his clothing, they're considered Tomos Midras in regards to prushim. Prushim are just regular people, but who are careful to eat their chulin in a state of tahara, so the begadim of nama aretz are considered tumas midras to those prushim, and big day prushim midras laichay truma. Begadim of people are prushim; they're still considered midras in regards to people who eat truma, namely kehanim. And big day aichay truma, the begadim of people who eat truma midras lekaidesh; they're considered midras even for kaidesh. So we see that even though people are really careful with the tahara status of their food, we only consider them tahar in regards to that food, but not in regards to other foods. Therefore, even though we have chulin that was nasal taharas truma, it's considered tamei in regards to kodesh. And that's all Rabbi Shua in that Mishnah was saying. However, back to Rabbi Yitzchak's din, that when a person eats chulin hanasa al taharas kodesh, that's not going to passel him from eating kodesh, which is not 100% kodeshim. However, Amar Rav, Rav asked on this, Midrasos, comrade, you're asking from Tumas Midras? Shani Midrasos. Tumas Midras is totally different. Lamed Hayom Beis on top. Why is Tumas Midras different? Shema Tisha V'lein Ishtay Nida. That's because maybe a person's wife who's a Nida sat on them. In other words, when we're talking about clothing, that's totally different and we're more machmir with them, that even though this person is very careful with his food in regards to either chulin or truma, still we have a fear that maybe this person's wife sat on them, and therefore we're machmir regarding a higher level. So again, for example, let's say we have prushim, they're careful with their chulin, we still have to be afraid that this person's wife, when she was a nida, sat on the clothing, and that comes out in regards to chulin by truma. Same thing with a kayin, he's very careful with his food, it's not saltar's truma, still we're afraid in regards to his clothing, because maybe his wife who's a nida sat on them. Although peri lamrina, but in regards to peris, pros produce, we don't say that, and therefore if a person is careful with his chulin, hanasa al taharas, truma, it would have the same din in regards to kadshim, and therefore the mishnah is not a raya. However, Rav Yitzchak, he would answer this, that bepeirinami amar, this mishnah is also referring to peiros, even though it mentions clothing, the same din applies to peiros, so there's no question on him. However, Masar Rav Yirmi Difti continues asking, do we really say this din in regards to peiros? Vatanan, we have mishnah tells us, now this mishnah tells us that Am Aretz, who is usually not trusted regarding tomatara, he is believed to say that the kadshim that he has is tar. Now, they are not trusted regarding truma unless it's the winemaking season. Now, picking up with that knowledge, what does the mishnah continue telling us? That im amar, if the Am Aretz said, hifrashti l'soicher revias kaidesh, that I was mafresh a revias of wine for kadshim in this barrel of truma wine, neman, he's believed. V'loi kamatamali l'truma l'kaidesh, and clearly, the truma is not going to be matami the kaidesh, even though we don't trust the Am Aretz in regards to his barrel of truma wine, because already after the wine season, still, when he tells us that there's a revias of kadshim wine in here, then we say the entire barrel is tahar. Now, v'yamrit, if what you, Rav Yitzchak, are saying is true, that tarasa tomohi etzel hektesh, that the tahara status of something is considered tame in regards to hektesh, well, in the tame trumal hektesh, the truma should be matame the kaidesh that's in here. Why is this whole barrel permitted to be drunk by a kayin? So Amrlei, he responded to him, toma b'chiburin ka'amrit, you're asking a question regarding toma b'chiburin. Toma b'chiburin over here is understood as we have something that's technically tame and technically tahar mixed together in the same barrel. Toma b'chiburin shani, toma that's connected is different. Demigu demehemen ha-kaidesh mehemen ha-miyatruma. Since we trust him regarding the kaidesh, as we just said before in an introduction to this little mishnah, that amaratim are always trusted in regards to hektesh, so you also have to trust him regarding the truma. All the wine in this barrel is mixed, and so you can't say that the revius of kachim in here is tahar, but the rest of the barrel, which is truma, is not tahar. It's either or. And since we trust him regarding the hektesh, we also trust him regarding the truma. But in a different case where we only have one food, so just because we trust in regards to one level, we don't trust in regards to another level. We have another question on Rav Yitzchak, namely that which he said, that chul that was not saltaras hakodesh cannot make a revi by regular kachim. That's because, again, as Rav Yitzchak had said, the only type of kachim that can become a revi is if it's 100% kachim, but not chulin hanas saltaras hakodesh. So here's the question. We have a brass that tells us, hasheni shebechulin, if a chulin that's a sheni, metame mashke chulin upaisal eichle truma, it's metame liquids of chulin, it makes them a rishon, as we had learned on the previous daf, and it's going to apostle food of truma, making it a shlishi, and vahashlishi, chulin food which is a shlishi litoma, metame mashke kodesh, it's going to metame liquids of kodesh, making them a rishon as well, and upaisal eichle kodesh, it's going to apostle food of kodesh, and this is bechulin shenas taras kodesh, in regards to chulin, that's treated with the level of taras kodesh, because basically the only way a chulin can become a shlishi, as we see clearly from here, the chulin hanas al taras hakodesh could pasul kachim food, which mela means it becomes revi. The Gemara says you're right. However, tanoi it's machlekes tanoim, and Rav Yitzchak has a different tano that supports him, not the tano of this brisa that we just quoted, but a different brisa. The tano of brisa that says chulin shenas al taras kodesh harayin kechulin, they're just like chulin. This is a totally different mandamar who holds that even though it's chulin shenas al taras kodesh, still it's just like regular chulin. However, Blazer Rav Tzadik Aimer, he says, and this is where Rav Yitzchak goes like harayin ketruma chulin shenas al taras kodesh is like truma, namely l'tami shnayim v'lifsal echad, it can metame two different levels, a rishon and a sheni, and it could pass one level, meaning a shlishi. And so this is where Rav Yitzchak is like that. Even though we're dealing with chulin shenas al taras kodesh, it's not able to pass kodesh as a revi. And now we need to explain the mishnah. Rav Shimon Aimer hochshav b'shchita. Rav Shimon had said that when an animal is shechted, even if no blood comes out, it becomes mochshel kabel toma, meaning the meat of the animal becomes mochshel kabel toma through just the shchita itself. Now Rav Asi comments Aimer hayer Rav Shimon that what does Rav Shimon say? Meaning what's Rav Shimon's shita? The shchita say Rashi's gear says shchita machsheres v'loy dam, that the shchita is machsher and not blood, which means, according to Rav Asi's understanding of Rav Shimon, that when a person shechts an animal, even if blood does come out, that blood is not machshir it. It's the shechita that's machshir it, not the blood. And the nafka mina would be that if that blood falls on food, it's not going to be machshir l'kabel toma. The Gemara suggests, let's say the following is a raya. Rav Shimon had said, hochshir b'shechita, it becomes machshir with the shechita. Now, my lav b'shechita v'loy b'dam, is Misha telling us, like what Rav Asi just said, that it becomes machshir l'kabel toma only through the shechita and not through dam? Says the Gemara, loy, not a raya. It could be that the Mishnah is telling us, af b'shechita, that it becomes machshir even through shechita. So our Mishnah is not a raya for Rav Asi saying, Tashma, we have another attempted raya. The Amalan Rav Shimon told them, meaning he told the Chamim, V'chi hadam machshir, v'haloi shechita machshares. Is the dam machshir? Shechita's machshir. And so it could be machshir from here as well, just like Rav Asi said, that even if there is dam, the dam is not machshir, it's only the shechita which is machshir. Says the Gemara, not a raya. Hachi kamar lahen, this could be what Rav Shimon is telling them. V'chi dam bilvad machshir? Is dam the only thing it's machshir? Af shechita nami machshares. The shechita also is going to be machshir, so even if he shechts the animal and there's no blood, still it's machshir l'kabel toma because the shechita itself is machshir. So once again, not a raya for shechita's Rav Asi. Now the Gemara tells us, Tashma, we have a brass Rav Shimon says, dam hames einay machshir, the blood from a mace, which means blood from an animal that just simply died, it's not machshir. Now my love, aren't we able to make a diuk that ha dam shechita machshir? machshir, the blood that came out from the shechita of an animal, that is machshir. So it's not like Rav Asi's understanding of Shemin. Says the Gemara, loy, that wouldn't be the diuk. Rather, the diuk is ha dam chalalim machshir, dam of chalalim, which means if the animal was killed, the blood that comes out of that animal, that's machshir. Ask the Gemara, aval dam shechita mai. So what's the din regarding blood that comes out from shechita? Loy machshir, it's not machshir. Well, if that's so, l'shmeinan dam shechita v'kol shekein dam ameis. The one he just say the dam shechita is not machshir. Then I'll know for sure that blood that came out of the animal when it simply died, that's also not machshir. The Gemara says no, because dam hames shrichale, there's a specific chedesh in dam hames. Salka that dechamina, I would have thought mali katli iu mali katli malchamaves. Though what's the difference if the person kills it or if the malchamaves killed the animal? It should be the same din. Kashwan, the chedesh is that it's a different din. Therefore, we specifically need to point out dam hames is not machshir. We have another attempted raya, not like Ravasi, tashma. We have a brass that tells us Rav Shimon says dam magafasai ene machshir. The dam that comes from the wound of an animal is not machshir. Now my love, isn't that mashma? The ha dam shchita machshir. The dam that comes out from shchita is machshir. What's going to say, loy? That's not the diok. Rather, what's the diok? Ha dam chalalim machshir. Dam that comes out of the animal, if it was killed, that's machshir. Ask Gemara, avol dam shchita mai. But what's the din with dam shchita? Loy machshir. It's not machshir. Well, if that's so, then lishmiin dam shchita v'koshkein dam magafasai. Then all he should teach is that dam shchita is not machshir, and we know for sure dam that comes out from a wound is not going to be machshir. Says the Gemara once again, no, dam magafasai tzrichalei. There's a specific chedesh in saying that blood of a wound is not machshir. Why is that? I would have thought mali katle kula, mali katle palga. What's the difference if he completely killed the animal or if he partially killed it, which basically means wounding it, because when blood comes out, that's considered in a way of partially killing it. There's a difference. So that's also not a raya against Rav Asi. Now we just further clarify, why is it the dam chalalim, blood that comes out when the animal is just killed, that is machshir? Because the pasuk says, if dam chalalim yishte, so we see his lashon of drinking when it comes to dam chalalim, blood of something that's killed. In order for liquid to be able to machshir something to become toma, it has to be considered a mashke. And over here we see it is considered a mashke because it's used lashon of yishte. Well, dam shchita nami in regards to shchita as well. Ksiv it says al ha'aris tishbechenu kamayim. So we see the blood of shchita is compared to water. So the Gemara answer is no. Hahul mishri damon depsulem gdashin ba'nohu da'asa. That pasuk of al ha'aris tishbechenu kamayim is come to teach us something totally different, namely the blood that comes from an animal that's psulem gdashim. For example, it was originally designated as a carbon and then it got a mum, so it's not able to be used. Blood that comes from that psulem gdashim, that's mutar ba'no. And what's the chiddush in that? Lamed vav raf on top. Sakted chamina. I would have thought that hoil v'asur begizav avoida, that since an animal which is psulem gdashim is asur begizav avoida, you're not allowed to shear it if it's a sheep, and you're not allowed to work with it if it's a cow. So therefore, dumbly by kavura, maybe the blood that comes from that animal should have to be buried and is not allowed to be used. Kamashim b'lon. The chiddush is that it's okay, and blood that comes from an animal that's psulem gdashim is allowed to be used. It's not asur b'ano, and that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Therefore, it can't be used to tell us the blood that comes from shechita is machshir. We have one limud from this pasuk. Taran debei Rabbi Shmuel. The Rabbis was taught based on Rabbi Shmuel. The pasuk says dam chalalim yishte prat l'dam kiluach. This excludes dam kiluach, which Rashi explains is when we start bloodletting from an animal. The blood first starts trickling out, then it starts flowing, and only after it flows for a little bit, then it starts turning a darker color. So all that blood up until then is called dam kiluach. And what's it done with this? She'ena machshir zraim. It's not machshir zraim, and that's because it's not dam chalalim. The life of the animal doesn't go out with that blood. Therefore, it's not machshir zraim. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss hechshir by way of blood. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.